We're going to do it together. We have to unify, put our petty differences aside, who's more powerful, who has the information, and let's work together in lockstep. You, the people, your stories are fascinating. They're real, they're organic, and they're the truth.
Right now with Anne Vandersteel. Good evening and welcome to Right Now with Anne Vandersteel. 30 minutes of hard-hitting headline news, all signal and zero noise, brought to you by Satellite Phone Store. Go to sat123.com. Sat123.com. The news, like I say every day, is not getting better. Banking collapses are in progress. Gold and silver, however, are doing well, so communications can't be far behind. Make sure you have secure comms and backup comms. Sat123.com. Tonight, President Trump's attorneys will immediately file a motion to dismiss after reviewing the ridiculous indictment from the corrupt New York district attorney. And freedom of speech, massively, massively under attack, even right here in Florida. And CBDC, the central bank digital currency, coming to a digital wallet near you sometime between now and July of this year. The Chinese yuan replacing the dollar. And General Paul Vallely, at 83 years young, still working back channels to establish a ceasefire in Ukraine and work to restore America's place in the world. We'll be right back after this break.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at sat123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit sat123.com to get one while they're still available.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Well, tonight, President Trump has now made his way to New York, where he will be met tomorrow with what we know to be the indictment, the ridiculousness of it all. Eric Trump has been met with mass support after the announcement of his father's politically motivated indictment coming out of the DA Soros-funded one out of Manhattan. This was he the other day on Fox News.
Justice. And guys, I have to tell you, people in this country understand it. I was on a plane. I was on a commercial flight when this whole indictment broke. People were coming up to me, giving me hugs. The support is unbelievable out there because people understand that we've literally become a banana republic, that they've made a mockery out of our legal system in this country.
Complete and utter mockery of our legal system. And President Trump's attorneys will immediately file a motion to dismiss after reviewing the most ridiculous indictment from this corrupt New York DA. Former President Donald Trump's lawyer said on Sunday he expects to make a motion to dismiss any charges brought by a Manhattan grand jury in District Attorney Alvin Bragg's probe.
Not the only one out there. There is the impending potential special grand jury Georgia situation, the federal investigations with the special counsel. You're working on that. Now that there has been this historic change, do you feel like other prosecutors will be more willing to come forward and indict, you know, the president, former president, because they won't be the first ones? I mean, that seal has been broken.
Yeah, it's hard to know. I mean, look, I think most of the American public, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're a Donald Trump fan or not, a lot of people are recognizing the blatant persecution angle that's being pursued here. So, you know, I'm not going to crawl inside the heads of DAs in Georgia who have similarly announced that they want to indict President Trump, or a DOJ led by an attorney general who had unprecedented press conferences to celebrate his raid on Mar-a-Lago, something I've never seen from any prosecutor, state, federal, or local in 35 years. So it's hard to creep into their minds and figure it out. But there is a commonality here, which is that they are pushing the envelope legally because they've decided to target a man and try to put charges on him rather than actually follow evidence and begin judiciously as prosecutors like your ethics tell you to do.
And of course, the Manhattan judge is expected to put a gag order on President Trump. His legal team representing the former president reportedly expects that the Manhattan judge will order the president, as the case awaits trial, to stay silent. This would be an unprecedented step to silence the 2024 presidential candidate. The gag order could potentially undercut his ability to campaign on the issue of legal corruption during the primary. Trump campaign spokesman Stephen Chung, in response to the news about a possible gag order, told Breitbart News that the former president stands for the freedom of speech and that Americans should be highly concerned about any efforts like this to stifle free speech. And a top GOPer tells Trump to step back from the 2024 race after an indictment. But here's what he did not reveal. On Friday, one of the Republican Party's most influential voices is telling former President Donald Trump to, quote, step back from the 2024 GOP nomination race after his indictment was officially announced last week, saying it was a huge distraction. What that voice didn't say at the time, whether or not he was running for the president himself. Just 2 days after saying Trump should step aside, former Arkansas GOP Governor Asa Hutchinson said that he would be seeking the presidency in 2024. And he, quote, said, when a public official is indicted, I think with regard to the office is more important than the person, and they should step aside. Wow. Talk about having friends like that in your own party. Who actually needs the Democrat enemies at this point? The rhinos, it's amazing. Anyhow, speaking of more amazing stuff in an attempt to silence us everywhere, here even in Florida, communist legislation is actually potentially coming to the state of Florida. Can we keep our state free? Florida Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee is actually the largest donor behind Florida State Senator Jason Broder, who is sponsoring communist legislation against media. Listen up, citizen journalists, listen up, bloggers, listen up, media, because State Senator Jason Broder wants pay-to-play blog posts about elected officials like the governor, legislature, registered and reported for filing monthly reports with the state. What do we mean by that? What does he mean by that? Well, Florida could soon require bloggers who have been paid to produce content about elected officials to register and report that activity. Senator Jason Broder of Lake Mary, he's a Republican, filed this legislation, SB 1316, that would set up a system that the bill then requires reporting with the state if a blogger posts to a blog about an elected state official receiving, or will receive any compensation for that post. Registration is required within 5 days of any blog mentioning an elected official. After that, bloggers must file monthly reports that list what posts mention those officials, along with disclosing any individual who paid for the posts and the amount paid. Well, it doesn't stop there. The Restrict Act, as we talked about last week, it's supposed to be an anti-TikTok law, is an Orwellian nightmare that would actually seize web domains and imprison Americans for 20 years if they contradict the regime in power. That's right, you know TikTok, that's that video social media platform built by and run by communist China. It has handed the power opportunists in Washington, D.C. a cover story to try to control all online speech through the introduction of S-686, known as the Restrict Act, sponsored by anti-free speech zealots on the left, Senator Mark Warner. The bill, introduced on March 7th, uses TikTok's popularity as an excuse to criminalize American-run websites, platforms, and blogs that merely disagree
with government regime on literally any topics like vaccine, Russia, election, bank runs, currency, transgenderism, climate change, and so on. Guys, this is what I talk about on a regular basis. They're going to try and imprison me. The weaponization potential of this bill is unlimited, and it can be applied to anything merely deemed to be in the national security interest of the United States. This bill explains that government may enforce any mitigation measure against any person or any property by merely deciding that an article, video, podcast, platform, or any other content contains containing the content that they don't like. And guess what? To prove this point, breaking right now, if you didn't hear, Ricky Vaughn was convicted of election interference for posting memes back in 2016, otherwise known as Douglas Mackey. His online alias, Ricky Vaughn, which took an inspiration from the main character of the smash hit politically incorrect Major League movie series, has been convicted of federal election interference charges in the Eastern District of New York, one of the federal bench's most notoriously left-wing courts. The conviction marks a low point for political free speech in America and has been compared to the Soviet-style targeting of political enemies. Ricky Vaughn has been convicted of federal charges, faces a decade in prison for posting memes, which were obviously intended as jokes. Of course, the memes in question told Hillary Clinton voters to vote from home, texting in their vote to a fake phone number or by posting it along with a presidential election hashtag instead of showing up to the polls on election day. Well, all this is resulting in a continued demise of our country, and your money right now is squarely in the crosshairs. Take a listen to this. The CBDC, folks, is coming to a digital wallet near you. That's right. FedNow service is a new instant payment infrastructure developed by the Federal Reserve that allows financial institutions of every size across the U.S. to provide safe and efficient instant payment services. Beware, folks, while it sounds so incredible to have these safe and efficient payment services, listen up. Through financial institutions participating in the FedNow service, businesses and individuals can send and receive instant payments in real time around the clock every day of the year. Financial institutions and their service providers can use the service to provide innovative instant payment services to customers and recipients who will have full access to funds immediately, allowing for greater financial flexibility when making time-sensitive payments. Here's the catch. The FedNow service will be deployed in phases, with the initial launch taking place July of this year. What does this mean? This is your precursor to central bank digital currency. And what does that mean? That means they will be tracking and tracing everything about you, and they can also limit access to your money. Well, speaking of limiting access to money, the dollar is going down in flames because China's yuan has now replaced the dollar as the most traded currency in Russia, believe it or not. China's yuan has replaced the U.S. dollar as the most traded currency in Russia a year after the invasion of Ukraine and to a slew of Western sanctions against Moscow. The yuan passed the dollar in monthly trading volumes in February for the first time, and the difference became pronounced in March, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. So, folks, again, we are looking at the complete and utter destruction, especially now as Brent has hit $86 a barrel, with oil surging in early trading after OPEC's surprise unipolar world challenging production cut. Additionally, less than 2 weeks after slashing its 2024 Brent price target from $194, Goldman, a.k.a. the Darth Vader, did a full 180 and late on Friday raised his 2024 Brent forecast back to $100 and 2023 oil price targets to $95, previously from $90 and $95 previously before that. There are nine members of OPEC, which have all announced today a surprise voluntary collective output cut totaling 1.66 million barrels per day, which will take effect from May till the end of this year. And again, as I've argued, OPEC has also got a very significant pricing power relative to the past, with today's surprise cut being consistent with their new doctrine to act preemptively because they can without significant losses in market share. Folks, this is all, again, part of the destruction of the petrodollar. The demise of the dollar is in play. And evidence of this dollar demise was put forth by this tweet in a weekly recap. I've posted this on my Twitter. Saudi Arabia enters trade alliance with China, Russia, Pakistan. China and France complete its first LNG gas trade using Chinese yuan. China and Brazil to settle trades in their own currencies, ditching the dollar. And of course, the BRIC nations are developing their own currency. Saudi Arabia partnering with China to build a Chinese oil refinery.
Kenya signed a deal with the Saudis and the UAE to buy oil with Kenya shillings instead of U.S. dollars. The Association of the Southeast Asian Nations considered dropping the U.S. dollar, the euro, the yen, and the British pound for local currency. El Salvador president officially signs a bill eliminating all taxes on income, property, and capital gains for technology innovations. Senator Warren launches an anti-crypto election campaign. India settling trades in rupees with certain countries instead of dollars. Chinese yuan surpassing the euro to become Brazil's second largest currency. U.S. government selling 41,500 bitcoins connected to Silk Road. Hong Kong assisting crypto firms with banking effort to become a digital asset hub. Binance and the CEO sued by the U.S. CFTC over alleged regulatory violations. And it goes on from there. And of course, Biden talking about the banking crisis not being over yet. Saudi Arabia agreeing to join the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, and on and on. I warn everybody about this daily. Please get into gold and silver, folks. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com/Ann. Reach out to them ASAP for a consultation. We'll be right back after this break. My conversation with General Paul Vallely on all of this and how he's stepping in to stem the tide.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Welcoming now Major General Paul Vallely with Stand Up America. General, it's great to have you back on. And as we were talking off camera, there's a lot of armchair quarterbacks talking and analyzing with all the problems going on in the world. We know as the world is burning that it's going to continue to burn with the lack of leadership coming out of this country. You and I have talked about solutions. I'm focused on them. You're focused on them. And you're actually mobilizing people and getting stuff done. So let's start with the strategy right now in Ukraine, because that war is ginning up and Russia's not backing down. They have an operation going, and I have to say, probably rightfully so. We've done enough damage over there.
No, that's exactly right. And our country's not coming up with any solutions from the government, the Biden government. Their mission, of course, is they want to have Putin replaced, and that's not going to happen. Ukraine's just a vehicle to try to attack Russia, and Russia's got its own reasons for being there. But anyhow, just very quickly, in about 2 days, the Patriot International Alliance, which is an alliance of nations, mostly NATO nations, the United States, and some others, will be releasing a press release that will focus on the mission of a ceasefire agreement put together by the Patriots International Alliance. So I'll be happy to provide you a copy of that press release. But we're very serious about a non-government organization to liaison and try to coordinate some kind of a meeting or between the countries, which the governments of Europe and the United States don't seem to be doing. Now, I got to tell you, many of the European countries will be in favor of this. I'm not sure the Biden administration will be, but we need people to take action, no doubt about it. We need to save lives over there, stop this insane war that's going on.
Well, if you couple that with the fact that the Nord Stream pipeline was taken offline, therefore crippling Europe, crippling fertilizer production, the haberdash production over at in Germany with the BASF plant, and then of course now OPEC today, you know, basically ganging up on Western nations, predominantly the United States, as we roll into the summer travel season, by limiting and cutting production significantly, going to drive up the price of gasoline here, which of course will also impugn the diesel production, which will also then impugn the supply chain. So we're going to feel a lot of pain this summer, General Vallely, and I'm just curious, how will this Patriot Alliance, you know, sort of alleviate some of that pain at the pump, per se?
Well, if we can gain any leverage of some discussion to end the conflict, that will do a lot for sure, because what this has generated, this situation in Ukraine, is a new alliance, and that new alliance is forcing going to try to kill the dollar, and that's what they're working on now, dismantling our dollar. And what they have formed is this Eastern Alliance now of Russia, China, North Korea, Iran. India's even participating to a degree, and also Saudi Arabia now meeting with Iran. So all these countries are forming new alliances because they know the West and the United States are not doing their job to stand up and to come up with solutions that you and I've discussed in detail. And that's what the world is looking for. We're looking for solutions, not stalemates.
Well, with respect to the destruction of the dollar, I mean, that is the international banking cabal, the Federal Reserve, which has stolen the sovereignty of this nation and sold it to the highest bidder by exporting our inflation. So understanding that the BRICS nations are bringing in a gold-backed basket of currencies, gold has seen a big move as of late. Mm-hmm. How do you square that with, you know, taking down the dollar, which would result in the destruction of the Federal Reserve ostensibly, and perhaps even as we're seeing states around the country or Tennessee going into increasing their gold and silver reserves, we're seeing gold-backed dollars printed in a number of states like Nevada and others. Is there a shift that's coming that wouldn't be so bad if the dollar was taken out and replaced with, per se, a gold-backed dollar?
Well, no, I agree with that. We need to do away with the Federal Reserve. We don't need them. The Department of Treasury should be in charge of our currency, not some Federal Reserve, which doesn't seem to know what it's doing from day to day. But China and Russia have been buying up gold for the last year. I'm sure the Saudis and the Iranians are doing the same thing. I don't know. I don't get any information on that. But certainly, I'm all in favor of us going to a gold standard. Because they're going to try to destroy the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. And they're working very hard on it, and it's working. But Wall Street doesn't seem to get it yet either.
No, they don't. The Federal Reserve has already made announcements about the Fed Now coming out sometime between May and July of this summer, which is really the precursor, halfway house sort of a step to the central bank digital currency, or the CBDC, which is where they fully will track and trace every aspect of you. And as some of the scientists and doctors have pointed out, General Vallely, the people that took the vaccine clearly have a bioweapon in their body, but not more than that. They also have an operating system to track for cryptocurrency. The patents are out there, and the technology has been proven as to what is going on inside these shots, which has resulted, unfortunately, in hastening death in a lot of people by creating these horrible clogs in their arteries and cardiac disease, et cetera. Right. But do you see that this transition of the Fed Now into CBDC is actually going to materialize, or will we have enough momentum of people who understand what's happening with this world reserve currency demise that will maybe, you know, perhaps take ulterior motives, start using gold and silver and trading outside of the banking system?
I think that's already occurring in the silver market and gold, even in the United States. People realize that gold is the standard. When we see oil revenues now in Saudi Arabia, they're using the yuan. So they're already making that transition away from the dollar each and every day. And then you got the globalists, the international finance people, the global reset people, the Klaus Schwab people, World Economic Forum. They're working hard to preserve what they want to do, and that's no borders, one world government. And then you've got Gates, joining that crowd, of course, and he's been there with them. It's the same group that goes to Davos. That's their names. There's 38, 40 of them, I guess, right now. And she is using those. People don't understand it. She is using the World Economic Forum and those people to his advantage. And they're being played by Xi. They think she's joining them, actually, but they're being played by them. I mean, she is very smart over there in China. But then we've got the really big threats I'm concerned about, and that's why we launched Operation Sinaloa for our Defense Department to get off their derrieres and conduct a special ops mission to take down the cartels 120 miles south of our border. We know where they are, what they do. It's a military operation. And this dumb four-star general we have, Milley, Joint Chiefs of Staff, he says it's a police action. Give me a break. This is a military action. The cartels are a militarized force. They have better equipment than the Mexican army does.
That's a fact.
That's Operation Sinaloa. We need the American people to back it.
Well, so on that note, with respect to the intervention coming in from the Sinaloa cartel and the funding and the laundering of all the money and the control of our politicians as presented in evidence by Attorney John Thaler's investigator, Jacqueline Brieger, she attended a Arizona Joint Committee hearing several weeks back and presented an insurmountable amount of data. And it went on from there until she was finally silenced by the committee members and telling her that she needs to present this to law enforcement, to which she had just told them she had presented this to four Arizona U.S. attorneys, the governor of Arizona at the time, Doug Ducey, and Mark Brnovich, the attorney general. Fell on deaf ears. Nobody did anything. So it seemed to be within her purview to present this to the people, the legislative body representing we the people. Is there any concern from you that we would have a lot of pushback or lack of support, considering that nobody in the Arizona state legislature wants to even take this seriously or investigate?
Oh, they're so corrupt down there, and they've tracked the money, as you know, right into Katie Hobbs's campaign.
Right.
Cartels are in each every city. They're playing financial, they're playing politics. They have agents in every major city where they distribute the fentanyl and other opiate products. They also are funding political campaigns. The cartel is an international organization that's out to destroy the United States any way it can, and it's winning right now. Mm-hmm. And then we have dumbbells like Mayorkas has no clue, or if he does have a clue, he probably does. It's all intention by this Biden administration who continue to dismantle this country.
Right. So I want to just bring it back to how we started when you talked about NGOs. You know, non-governmental organizations have gotten a black eye, mostly because it's people like George Soros and his multitude of NGOs underneath his Open Society organization. Who are some of your allies inside perhaps state government and or federal governments that you can count on that are true America First allies that will support the work of these NGOs so that you can try and negotiate peace in Ukraine right now?
We have probably 20 organizations that we network with that will support this. One is the Citizens Commission on National Security, for example. We know Charlie Kirk at Turning Point USA will support it. And so there's a number of what we call flag officers for America. These are retired generals and admirals. And we formed our own association. So we have a number of organizations we're working with. Also, we're working, this press release, by the way, will go out in Russian, French, and German, will be distributed internationally regarding this proposed ceasefire mission that we're looking at. So we're tied in, we're networked. The Stand Up America U.S. .org. You got to put the U.S. on it, standupamericaus.org. You can go there for all the documents on Operation Sinaloa, Jericho, to get press, to get the Congress to subpoena the people that are detained in the gulag and the federal penitentiaries, the J6ers. So we're working on that as well. And that's all on our website.
Well, that's extraordinary work. I look forward to your press release, General Valley. Thank you so much. Just for in case people didn't know, you were very instrumental in setting up that meeting with President Putin and President Trump when they passed a soccer ball several years back. So you, of all people I know, can get this done. And we look forward to following how this all rolls out. Thank you so much for stopping by this evening.
Thank you, Ann. Thank you very much.
And that concludes this evening's show. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoy that. We try to keep you as informed as the world burns, as we say here right now. Tomorrow, we have George Webb as he's embroiled right now in Project Veritas. Why are they going after George Webb? All that and more tomorrow, right now with Ann Vandersteel. Good night, everybody.